God, that's the most horrific sound of all time.
My mic moving.
Oh, do it again.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, isn't it awful?
Not ideal.
How was your weekend, guys? Good?
Yeah, very good.
It was busy good. One.
So there was the hens party at my place.
Oh, how'd that go? Skipped.
Yeah, well, I guess good.
Did you end up hiring a stripper?
Yeah.
Who came?
Oh, I don't know. Wasn't there? Was
you didn't ask for photos?
No, I didn't. Off. Do you want me to get you photos?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
I'll see if they got any. I'm sure they did.
So did you, is it something you worry about as a straight man when you're leaving your missus at home alone with her friends and a stripper on a hens night?
Nah. Zero worry at all. Of course.
So did she say he was sexy? She had a great time? Did you choose well?
Apparently they chose well. He did like half an hour or something.
Well, that's all right.
A lot, I think. dancing around. Like, apparently, like, there was a whole, like, thing with a chair and everything. they said it was Magic Mike vibe. So that sounds like they would have enjoyed that. They also had what was interesting, like, all of the, like, penis memorabilia.
Oh, like ice cubes and penis straws.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I do love playing? Instead of pin the tail on the donkey, it's pin the dick on the man.
Oh,
great game.
I like the game. It's a good game.
I haven't
played
that one.
It's this big dong you hold in your hands and you just try and put it on the appendage in the right spot.
In the right spot. And some girl thinks it's funny to put it on the head.
Yeah. Oh, he's a dickhead.
You got it exactly right. You win.
Did you have one at your hens party?
I didn't have a hens party.
Well, okay, so you're over in Malta.
Yeah.
Your sister, your mum's there, as if you didn't get on the wines.
No.
Nothing.
No, didn't want one. Wow. Didn't need one.
I thought
it's just a rite of passage. All women need a hens party. Just like all blokes need a bucks party.
No, Ben didn't have a bucks party. We did things differently.
Breaking tradition.
Yeah.
Breaking tradition. Which is different for you.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because I am a bit of a traditionalist.
The other thing I was tasked with before leaving was putting up like fairy lights in the trees.
Oh, how pretty.
It was nice, but what a drama. We got one that was too long. It was like 40 metres.
Oh.
And
they're always too short, though.
Well, that's what we thought. We bought one that was too short, and then we're like, that's too short. It was just like one little string. We're like, buy the biggest one. That'll be better. And trying to put it up in the high tree, the thing, it was just a mess.
Oh, you went to Bunnings, hey. Did you get it from Bunnings?
Yeah. The solar ones. It looked really nice, but I didn't do a great job. Me and solar light, like string lights, I don't know, I don't get on with that situation.
Little patience for it.
The tangle. I hate that too. And they get stuck.
The branches. I'm curious though, was it expensive, the solar ones?
No, like $40.
That's not too bad.
For like the 500 lights.
Are you going to leave?
Seems like a lot.
Leave them up?
Yeah, why not?
Do they look good?
Yeah, they look good now. Like I did a pretty messy job. Emmy fixed it. I was like, I'm done. I'm out.
This is your hens party.
I'll leave this to your, you know, your penis ice cubes and your fairy lights. It's all you.
She didn't. The penis ice cubes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're a thing. You can actually get penis cake pans as well from the Naughty. You can actually just go online. It's everything. Online. Naughty but nice. Oh. Sell them. I've seen them there. But you can, you know, get online and there's everything.
How often are you going into Naughty but nice?
Not often. I think my sister.
Like once a week?
Someone bought a pan for one of their friend's hens. I remember seeing them there. Priced them.
So, yeah.
Always fun.
When you guys come round, if you want, you can have penis ice in your drinks.
Oh, I would love penis ice in my drink.
Lovely. I'm there.
Excellent.
Enjoy the show. Enjoy your Monday. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday. How are we?
Good morning. Good. Feeling great.
Excellent. Jade, you're just fixing your microphone there.
Yeah.
I love that you just blamed me for screwing it up. Tell us what's wrong with it. Why do you put tape on it?
Basically, my microphone stand, it swings by itself. So I actually have to get proper gaffer tape and I have to use it down at the base of my microphone stand to keep it in place.
Well, radio stations are held together with gaffer tape.
Yeah.
That's so what they say.
Basically, someone comes and sits on my side of the desk and they'll move my mic stand, which therefore ruins the gaffer tape job. So then I have to reapply it and set
somebody's
up again.
Somebody's been sitting in my chair.
Funny, yeah. I asked Jade just before, so who do you think it is? Well, you're the only one I know that sits here because I come on my weekend off to screw up your mic, Jade.
Mess around with it.
Good weekend, guys. Yeah, anything special happen?
Very good. Just went to the farm, which was nice.
Oh, good. Nice hot shower.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to the Central Coast too, actually.
No.
Yeah. I thought about you.
I don't know if there's any antique shops there.
No, there wasn't. But I thought I should give Creeper a call. Maybe you might let me come out to the farm.
Yeah. We'll get you guys out one day. It'll be fun. We'll do a farm trip.
Why did you go there, Jane? Wasn't it because of like a pair of jeans or something?
Pair of jeans,
wow,
yeah.
That's a long way for a pair of jeans.
Mm.
Marketplace deal, was it?
No. Just good deal. It was... from the Tugra shots.
Tugra. It's only an hour's drive.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Save that story for later in the show.
Yeah.
Too early to waste the gold.
Oh, we've got a better story coming up next, Jay.
Oh, we do. Okay, so there's this 20-year-old woman, guys, who loves to play fetch and get head scratches, says she now earns six figures a month by pretending to be a dog.
A woman, a human woman.
A human woman loves
I'm in the
it
wrong
like
job.
A. And gets.
So your audition.
Six figures a month. Of
isn't that. That's crazy.
Audition.
You honestly, you're going to be dumbfounded when I tell you about this story.
Right. Jade, Maddie, and Creeso, the Novos.
So, guys, most people out there love dogs, but Jenna Phillips from Austin, Texas, feels she has a much stronger connection to your four-legged friends. So basically, since she was a little girl, Jenna has felt like she was a dog. So much so that she used to pretend she was a puppy while growing up. It was a thing that she used to do.
I mean, a common thing kids do.
Yeah, for like 10 minutes once a month.
Pretend to have some milk out of a bowl. I think I did it. At one point.
I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about a couple of yipping noises or something.
Oh, no, I actually drank milk from a bowl. But anyway.
is Jenna Phillips your stage name?
No, I swear it's not me. But the thing is, when she was older, Jenna visited a convention in Chicago where she met a couple of men who were into the pet play scene, and the encounter basically inspired her. So during the 2 years she worked as a clinical optician, Jenna says she set up an OnlyFans account to share her kink with others. Used to be only vanilla content, but now she spices things up and will do, you know, custom videos. But this is a taste of what she does.
Hey, what are you doing on the couch? You know better than that. Bad girl, go to your bed. No, quit whining. You know better than that.
So that's her.
She whimpers going to sit on the dog bed. So she was on the couch and then he's selling it as...
Get
on the dog bed.
You know what? You'd need more than six figures to do that.
A month? You reckon?
Would you do it for a month? Real talk, guys. Would you, like, quit your job here? If you were guaranteed $100,000 a month to pretend to be a dog at this man's whim.
I'm going to say yes.
So what is that, 1.2 mil?
I think I could see that
tax,
way.
What kind of collar would you have?
Pink with studs.
You'd clear 800 grand, roughly, after tax.
Not bad.
Quite incredible.
It's a lot of money.
But I'll tell you how she's explained what she does. So she goes, I feel like a dog. I feel like a dog. I just want to roll around, play fetch, get head scratches, run around and play, all of that. I have always acted like a puppy, but not in a sexual way at first. I really love praise. I love hearing, good girl. It makes my heart melt every time. She goes on to say, looking back on it now, it's kind of always been there. I just didn't know there was a scene. I just thought it was my personality. But apparently, I didn't know this, but she says when it comes to pet play, which I didn't know was a thing, the majority of girls do kittens, foxes or rabbits, and the majority of puppies are men. I thought about time, you know, a girl represented the females and started being a puppy.
Does she have a dog name?
She's called That Puppy Girl.
That Puppy Girl. There we
go. Yeah.
Great branding.
Yeah. Yeah. What a story.
Girl. Get That Puppy Girl.
What a story.
Disgusting.
And she said, like, you know, she'll do custom vids and whatever, but she says, though she's willing to fulfill customers' requests, Jenna has made it clear that there are some things she won't do, such as film with a real dog. So that's good to know. It's all clean.
Okay.
There's just so much to unpack.
Monday
there,
morning.
We've already passed the time limit.
Thanks, Jade.
That was an amazing
You're
story.
Welcome.
I feel like my eyes have been opened in a way I didn't
pet
really.
Pet play? Who would have thought? I had no idea pet play was a thing.
Well, we know now. Oh. Lads versus lasses up next here at New FM. It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Looking at the leaderboard, lads are currently leading 16 points to 13 gold stars.
So
smashing it.
There's still three in front, Crevo. Good job. If you want to play 13-10-09, on offer, guys, great prize. A family boom net cruise with Lake Macquarie Cruises.
Oh,
these
awesome.
Are meant to be so much fun.
And going up the net at the back warmer, of the boat.
School
warm
holidays.
Weather, perfect.
Yeah, make a splash these school holidays on a boom net cruise with Lake Macquarie Cruises. The lines are open.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Yeah, it's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes, lads versus lasses. Now, lads are currently leading 16 gold stars to 13 gold stars, Jade.
It's a travesty.
On offer today, we have a boom net cruise, which is a fantastic prize. So much fun. Great for the school holidays. 13-10-09 if you want to register to play.
And awesome. We're going to Dylan. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, hey, good. Thank you. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. Went out. Went to the West Club. Had a couple. Had a bit of a chunder. So, yeah, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man.
One of those couple. Nights.
big night. Well, what do you drink?
I just had a couple of Bundys.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Just a couple.
Just one
of
or
Bundys
two,
going,
eh?
Nice and sweet. All right, Dylan, let's see if you can win it for the lads this morning.
Of course
okay.
you can.
Question one. Feathering is a beauty procedure for what part of the face?
Cheek.
No.
That is incorrect.
Eyebrows.
Great guess.
Eyebrows. Yeah, not bad. Okay, question two. Which Charlie's Angels actress debuted her new talk show last week?
God, I'm a bit young for that.
Well, Maddie wrote the question to you, old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's blonde, Dylan.
Question, mate. No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Very good. Drew Barrymore.
This is not looking great.
Sorry, Dylan. I've stitched us up here.
All right. So, question three, Dylan. What year did Prince William marry Kate Middleton?
Let's give him a multiple choice.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Multiple choice. 2011, 1996, or 2009?
2011.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Got in there.
Awesome. Good,
good
job.
Work. One point. You're
Hold
still
on.
Alive.
Thanks,
All
Dylan.
Right. Let's go to Sue. How are you this morning, Sue?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing really good. What did you do on the weekend?
Oh, just chilled out a bit with the kids, but some bit of painting, actually.
Oh, like house painting or a lovely flower or something?
Oh, house painting. Pretty depressing.
So much fun. Hey, Sue, how old are your kids, Sue?
They're 12, 10 and 8.
Anything planned for the school holidays?
Oh, I'm actually just on the way down to Gosford. I got to work, so the kids are hanging out with grandparents.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Palm them off. Palm them off. Someone else's problem. All right. Question number one. Which an NRL club received its first ever wooden spoon on Thursday night's game?
Oh, that's the Brisbane Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Of course it is.
Devastating.
Everyone was expecting that.
If I got that wrong, my husband would have killed me.
I'm glad, because we don't want that on our hands. All right, question number two.
who played Rocky's arch rival Apollo Creed in the 1976 film Rocky?
Oh God, he knows this too. Carl Weathers.
Oh yes! You won.
You win.
Is that it?
Yes,
it was. You're like a trivia maestro,
Sue.
That was
amazing, Sue. Amazing.
Let's see if she gets question number three.
All right, let's go one more. This gets you nothing extra except a pride. All right, here we go. True or false, VB is Australia's oldest beer?
True.
No.
You disappointed yourself and all women. No, but you did a good job.
All women, get real. That was amazing. I'm so proud of you.
The kids will love you, Sue. This is a great prize. Enjoy. Boomnet cruises on Lake Mac. It's going to be great.
A lot of fun. You're riding in the back of the boat like that. Awesome.
Well, Sue's working.
I'll have a great time. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, there you go. If you want to play Lads versus Lasses this week, register now, 131009, to get your spot.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Guys, I went to see the fam over the weekend and I did the grocery shopping for Mum. So
yeah,
I'm there at Woolies.
Nice.
And at the end, the lady behind the counter goes, "So, are you collecting ooshies?" And I had that moment where I was like, do I start and open this can of worms?
Pandora's ooshie box.
Because I thought they'd all run out,
ooshies,
but apparently not. Anyway, I thought I only had one thing in my mind, the $100,000 Baby Yoda ooshie.
Yeah. Oh, how cute that one
so
is.
So I'm like, these drove me up the wall last time. I was finding them in every nook and cranny all over the house for like at least 3 months. Anyways, I got like, they gave me like 20 ooshies, or maybe 15 ooshies. And there we are. Almost like when you buy a scratchy, just waiting to see if there's the golden Baby Yoda.
Of course it wasn't there, was
no
it?
No good, no good. I left them at home, though. That was a good move.
It's their problem.
Not encroaching in my space here.
They're going to be bouncing out of drawers for the rest of the month.
Mum's whole kitchen is just covered in ooshies now. Too much.
Where have the walls gone? Guys, of course, summer is coming soon.
Yeah, you know, it's very soon.
Weather is warming up. And I was reading this article that was saying that the next fashion trend for men this summer is going to be shaved legs. I was like, you're having a laugh.
I don't think that's a
good
trend.
That's exclusively the domain of cyclists and swimmers in my eyes. But apparently now you're going to be seeing people at the beach and stuff with that going on. Is that for real?
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
You're born with hair. Keep the hair.
Nothing like feeling smooth skin, you know?
This is what I thought we could do. Hot or not, men shaving their legs. Is there ladies who think, that's actually really hot?
I would love to hear from a lady that's
sexy. I don't even think that's a possibility. Swimmers and cyclists, that's where it ends.
Maybe footballers.
Maybe.
Weightlifters sometimes.
You know what? If men want to shave their legs.
Athletes.
Let them. And you know what? Don't listen to your girlfriend when she starts questioning your sexuality, because that is the number one insult most women go to when they find their men shaving their legs.
What? They say, are you gay?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I put it out there.
I don't know about that.
I put it out there. Maybe. There's not one woman in all of Newcastle that finds it hot, a man with shaved legs, smooth legs.
I can't.
Not one.
I don't want
131009, call up.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Hot or not, men shaving their legs.
Sexy and I know it.
Now, I put it out there because there's this article out saying that apparently it's going to be the next fashion trend this summer. And I was like, you've got to be kidding. No men's doing it unless they're swimming or they're some sort of athlete, like a cyclist or something, and the hair gets in the way. Now, Jade, your man, does he shave his legs?
No, he doesn't.
Do I? No, I don't.
Because
all right, there we go.
What would you do, Jade, if your husband started shaving his legs? First thought.
I say, what the hell are you doing? And then he'd say, oh, I'm shaving my legs. I say, why? And then he'd probably say, oh, because, you know, with sport or something, I've got to strap my... And I'd say, no, just leave it.
I don't think men have to make excuses for sport anymore. If you want to shave your legs and you like the feeling, just do it. You don't have to pretend to your girlfriend you're this big masculine dude. Just shave your legs, no problems.
So are you going to start doing it?
I haven't.
I'll tell you.
You have, okay.
I'll admit this.
I don't do it on the reg anymore.
Anymore when you're younger?
Well, I did it in high school once and I got teased in the change rooms.
Yeah, well, I actually broke up with a boy in high school because he shaved his chest. He came behind me and gave me a hug. We're at a pool party. And I could feel the spikes.
Didn't like that.
And I was like, nah, this is not good.
You broke up with him on the spot.
I did. I was like, nah, it just grossed me out. I like a man with a bit of hair.
Now, Crevo, you did say that there was not a single woman in Newcastle that found shaved legs sexy. This. Guess what? You're wrong. We have one. Emma, hello.
Hello.
Hey. So you love shaved legs on your man?
Yeah, I mean... I like it. I like both. But I can say that there's nothing better than when you've both got fresh shaved legs in bed with fresh sheets, just tangling them up, and it's just smooth skin everywhere.
You suddenly caught Jade's attention.
That sounds really good, though, doesn't it? Yes. Like the two soft skins rubbing together before the spikes have started to, you know, show their ugly faces.
Yeah, you really sold that feeling, but it doesn't last long.
Look at Jade.
She's a bit flustered.
How often does he shave his legs, Emma?
It was my ex, and it was every now and again. Yeah. It wasn't all the time.
Like a special treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, anniversaries.
Valentine's Day's coming up.
I can understand. Get out the razor. Did you used to shave each other's legs before, like, to get each other's? You know what I mean? And then...
Have you got a big double shower?
Was it the thing?
Is what Jade's asking.
No.
No.
He's people shaving his own legs, thanks.
No, do it on his
own
time.
Some people like that.
Yeah, whatever you're into.
Thank you, Emma. Charlestown School Holiday Entertainment Pack for you. Thank you for your call.
Brilliant.
Katie, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Katie. Hot or not, men shaving their legs?
Look, I'm all for personal preference, but it's a no from me. I take the line of, you know, if your dad doesn't have a beard, you got two mums sort of approach. I like that.
Well, I find that quite funny.
Yeah, look, Emma, no from me. Emma's really sold it to me before with the silkiness. I get that and the fresh sheets. Like, I'm sucked into that hole. But I mean, still...
I've got two legs. You can get that feeling from your own leg, you know. You shave both and there you go. Or shave one and you've got the other alternative there too. But no.
Katie, were you not sold on Emma's description of the feeling? Oh, even I was.
Almost sold. And I'm all against this.
No, good. Leave it there.
Yeah, all right. I just think leave the hair there.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind, like, if, you know, you want to touch your man's leg and you feel a bit of hair, like, just my fingers sort of going through it.
Fair enough.
I don't mind that.
Jade's giving her husband, Benny, the Venus shaver when she gets home today. Shave your legs.
Yeah, have this.
No.
It's for sport. Pretend it's for sport if the guys from work ask.
Oh, anyway, big weekend. I'm guessing the celebrity world. Producer Jackson, what's happened?
I'm going to tell you what Prince gets from David Attenborough. Also, to an update on The Voice heading to Channel 7. Negotiations not going quite as they hoped.
Oh, I love a good voice story.
Like a scandal.
Jade, Maddie, and Grievo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's
That's right, it's What's the Goss time with producer Jackson.
Yo, so David Attenborough's got a new documentary coming out and he's gone to Kensington Palace to have a bit of a surprise screening with the royals, and he brought along a little gift for Prince George. It was a 15-metre shark tooth that he found in the 60s in Malta. Oh,
quite the gift.
What? Yeah. 15 metres?
No, so it's from a 15-metre shark.
Oh, right. Like, okay.
Thousands and thousands of years old. Sorry, I didn't mean to mix my words up.
I was like...
It sounded like bigger than it was. But, pretty impressive.
Still
because,
cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also, too, David Attenborough has joined Instagram. This is a bit of a taste of what he posts.
This is my first time
on Instagram. And I'm making this move and exploring this new way of communication to me because, as we all know, the world is in trouble.
I'm only going to play 10 seconds, and there was a whole heap of gaps I had to edit out. If Fatigue had a sound, it'd be David Attenborough. But he is the fastest person to reach a million followers.
I believe it.
4 hours, 44 minutes.
Isn't that great?
Because I think a lot of people just want more Attenborough in their lives.
Yeah.
I think him and the Queen are really good friends. He's worked with her a few times before.
I believe that.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, he likes working with prehistoric things.
Now, of course, The Voice coming to Channel 7, Jackson.
Yeah, it is. And negotiations between them and Delta Goodrum are reportedly breaking down. She's out of their price range. She commands about $1 million to $2 million a year, and they said they don't want to spend that much on a B-lister.
Wow.
Yeah, they're also dropping Boy George.
Everyone else would have to be, wouldn't
it? Guy Sebastian's apparently going to come back, but they're trying to get the Veronicas and Jess Malboy.
So do you think Guy's getting the good money, or has he just gone, you know what, it's a pandemic, I'll take less?
Probably, but yeah, apparently Delta's not budging, so over the weekend they said... she's probably not returning.
Okay, thanks, bye.
A lot of people on Twitter very happy about that.
Yeah, well, she...
I'm indifferent.
Talented singer. Love her stylist, but she can get a little overbearing on the show.
They really need just one big star and, you know...
The rest can be just...
Jess Malboy, Guy Sebastian.
And the rest can be just like the, you know, the security guard or the... Whatever, you know. Oh, you like music, do you? Come on in.
You can be a guest mentor.
Someone from season one of The Bachelorette.
I think
whatever.
It's time to give these kind of shows a bit of a rest.
Absolutely.
Well, they axed The X Factor over in the UK, which
did
was
they?
Massive there for years and years and years. So, you know,
they
these shows are
it.
On the way out.
They must have got it so cheap.
I hope we get more shows, newer shows.
Are you looking to audition?
No, just, I don't know. We've had the same ones for a while now, haven't we?
What's your singing contest called, Jay?
Oh, no. I don't want a singing one.
The Leader.
You know, like that show, like England TV shows, English TV shows are really good. There's that one over in England where, you know, they go to different countries they want to buy up and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'd just like some more house shows.
Variety.
Escape to the Continent.
Like,
there's a whole channel.
There's a whole channel, yeah.
Yeah, no, but like Australian based, you know, escape to the outback, like seeing more how people live in like country towns and whatnot.
Oh God, that'll rate well.
Sydney Weekender.
I don't think it would. I think there'd be lots of little scandals happening in like towns near Ayers Rock and whatnot, like just different type of TV.
Very good. Prime time.
TV executive Jade. New job for you.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
Do you guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go. Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
Big thank you to the Happy Mobile Cafe, happymobilecafe.com.au for all of your workplace coffee needs. They come to your work.
Mm-hmm. In the van.
Make the coffees on site. Do your workers a favour. Treat them, you know, Monday morning. Make them feel good.
You'll set them up
into
for
the
week.
Working week. Yeah.
Exactly right.
100%.
But guys, last Friday, I told you about this lost cockatiel that ended out at sea over in Scotland. Said they're trying to find the owner of this adventurous cockatiel that joined some surprised fishermen on the boat because it actually flew 16 kilometres from shore and landed on this boat. Long way for a little bird.
16 kilometres.
That's
amazing,
quite far.
Really.
Like petrels. Petrels? I think they're petrels. I think the bird's called.
Petrels?
Just a bird.
Well, it's a bird, but they're only, at Cabbage Tree Island out here just off the coast. Like,
They
spend like 6 months out at sea, a little cockatiel.
Over in Scotland, clearly smuggled.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well.
Well, on 13/10/09, we want to know how far did your pet go? Like, did they escape? You know, did you find them again? You know, did he go or she go on a little bit of a road trip?
Because sometimes, like, dogs and cats and stuff have been known to go for miles.
Yeah.
And sometimes, for years, they find new owners and then reunited with the original ones.
We'd love a story like that. I mean, very unlikely, but surprise us.
All right, 13-10-09, taking your calls next. How far did your pet wander?
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
How far did your pet wander?
That's because a little bird, a cockatiel, flew 16 kilometres out at sea, managed to find a boat.
Little wings little flapping wings about there, 16 kilometres out.
You know, almost unbelievable, really.
It's pretty far for a little bird. You know, the winds out at sea are extraordinary. So anyway...
She's a sailor girl. She's a sailor girl.
This little bird...
The winds, extraordinary. The winds,
extraordinary. This little bird, you know, managed to land and it got rescued and then they're looking for the owners right now. But happens a lot. Animals just decide to go walkabouts. So on 13-10-09, if your cat, your dog, bunny rabbit even...
bunny rabbit.
...has gotten out and gone for a wander, I'd love to hear your stories.
Prefer the ones where they come back. When I was a kid, we had this dog called Maggie, right? Maggie was quite an adventurous dog. And this one time, we're like, where's Maggie? You know, just on the farm, didn't know where she'd gone. And then she ended up being lost for 2 days. And we get this phone call. She'd walked like maybe about 4 or 5 kilometers to another valley over the mountain. And this family who like lived in this, just visiting the weekend house in the valley had picked her up and they'd like given her food and water. And the kids like fell in love with her so much that they made like farewell cards for the dog.
Aww.
To send away with it, and they're like so in love with
this
dog.
That's so sweet.
How terrible. Well, they just ripped the dog away.
It's our dog.
Doesn't matter.
They're probably hoping they could keep it. That's so
obviously
sad.
The little kids, you know, and they the dog also came back quite fat. I think they fed it like 1,000 treats.
Really?
Like all, they probably got a full roast chicken, I reckon.
In 2 days?
Yeah.
Wow. My auntie's dog back in the 90s travelled 15 kilometres, like disappeared one day. It was a much-loved pet. They'd had him for like 12 years. Mm. And then he rocked up at my grandma's doorstep. You know, all that way away. It remembered the exact way from my auntie's house to my grandma's.
That blows my mind.
Mine too. Mine
too. Dogs must have their own GPS sort of thing.
Well, I think they go by scent.
Yeah.
But that's just, again, extraordinary.
15 Ks.
Long way.
That it is. Hey, guys, love it or loathe it. Up next, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And this one divides offices across the nation, I feel. We've got to talk canned tuna.
Canned tuna.
Excellent. Doing it next here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. I love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, it's the one that divides offices around the country because some people love it, some people loathe it. I am, of course, talking canned tuna.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love it.
Loathe it.
Ugh.
Not a fan?
Not in the office. Mm. Don't bring your tuna to work.
Yes, you can.
At home, perfectly fine.
If someone has an issue with the smell of tuna, they can leave the lunchroom. I'm all for it. I'm a big fan, actually. I eat canned tuna all the time at home. At the moment, I'm going through a phase with the sweet chili.
Do you have
chili,
a flavoured one?
Yeah, the sweet chili flavoured tuna.
I love how Jade's just got onto the flavoured tins of tuna.
No,
it's been a thing for a while.
I know it's been there for a while, but I love that one. And I put 2 slices of cheese and I toast it. I've been having toasted cheese and tuna sandwiches.
I know, you did an Instagram video on it.
Oh, it was amazing.
Just in case we forgot how to make a toasty.
Yeah.
Well, you never know what people might have forgotten.
It's not about making toasties.
Imagine
hanging
if
out
you
with
did
me.
That in the office. Making a tuna toast.
The smell,
you know, disgusting.
I almost want to do it out of spite because people use the toasty machine here and don't clean it. And it drives me insane.
So you just want to like get all that horrible tuna juice all over it?
Yeah, give it back.
The reason I bring this up, this guy from down Sydney, him and his partner ate nothing but canned tuna and rice for 5 years. To be able to afford a house like in inner Sydney.
Hey, do they have great bodies?
Well, I don't know about that. There's a photo of him. He just looks like a very normal guy. It was over $1.1 million. Guess how many bedrooms?
Two.
One.
What?
One bedroom apartment in Darlinghurst.
That's ridiculous.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't, surely.
5 years of sacrifice. He had nothing but that. He said every Saturday, the only variation, every Saturday, they would have one avocado shared between them on toast.
That's insane. Oh, impressive, though. Good on them. So did they, hang on, did they own it outright?
No, or, no. Just so for just a deposit.
Oh, my God. Well, that's $100,000.
Thrifty.
Just for 10%, yeah.
Far out.
Just, would you do it, though? 5 years of never getting takeaway or going out for dinner.
Do you think you could do it, Crevo?
Nah, you just, you wouldn't do that.
I couldn't do it. Could you, Jade?
He'd get really bored. I'd get bored after a week.
You know what, though? I don't really get bored.
Yeah.
We know I'm pretty basic in the kitchen, so...
You'd be fine. You'd be like, oh, a different flavour, exotic.
I think I could maybe
bread, though,
do it.
Just rice.
Rice
and
tuna.
Rice and tuna.
You really have to splurge
for
the
flavoured ones. Bit of soy sauce.
Between the two of them, they only spent $2.50 a meal.
That's incredible.
Really good.
I mean, impressive. But still, how boring.
5 years. You know what?
It's a no
quick.
From me.
Goes quick.
It goes quick. Not when you're eating tuna 7 days
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, but you're a millionaire, Mark. You like the finer things.
Well, I do like the finer things.
Grevo's tuna is actually like freshly caught Tasmania tuna.
Salmon,
oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Shipped overnight on the ice.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, you know where the Newcastle roundabout is? Around the university, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was driving around that last night on the way home, and I heard this, like, whining noise coming from my car.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, no, that doesn't sound good. And it was like any time I was sort of under about 40 k's an hour and especially turning, there's a weird noise going on. So I just, like, limped on home, like, carefully as I could. Uber to work this morning. Got to figure out what's wrong with my car. Something weird
going
on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah. Ubered it.
So you didn't drive
so
fast.
I just drove it. Like, I had to go... Well, it was
do the sound
opposite.
For us.
Didn't sound good.
So, yeah, right.
So you had to go... It had to go, like, over 40 to stop the sound. So it was like that, you know, is it the movie called Speed?
Yeah.
Where you have to stick to an exact limit? It was like that because I was trying to stay under the speed limit but over this certain speed.
Time for a new jalopy, Crevo.
It may be the case. I don't know.
How long have you had the van for?
Probably about 3-4 years now, yeah.
You're looking for a van.
I've got a great deal. No, I have to get NRMA out to have a look, I reckon, because I don't know what's wrong. That sounded weird.
What do you think it could be?
Okay, wild guess, maybe a power steering issue.
Oh.
Because they have their own little motor and they can make a weird noise.
Hamish is nodding his head in agreement. Expensive.
Steering fluid, maybe.
Maybe.
Wow.
Low steering fluid?
I'm not offering any suggestions because I'm not a mechanic.
There's so many people who are like have a small amount of mechanical knowledge.
Yes.
That's me. That's me. Anyway.
Well, good luck.
Thank
good
you. Luck. I need your luck today.
Did you get a big haul from Sydney?
A few bits and bobs.
For your
but
buy
I was,
and sell?
I was mostly at the farm on the weekend, so I didn't really get that much time for that.
No.
So anyway, let's fingers crossed to the car gods for a good luck, like in a not expensive repair. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, Jade the taxi.
Give us a lift home today, would you, Jade?
Yeah, no worries. So the Novos Toy Boss, this is our last one, guys.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, our last Toy Boss. So this is where we got a child to review a toy and they got to keep it. And then they also score themselves a $50 voucher to spend at Casey's Toys. I mean, this is like the dream job for any
all
child.
Round, really, yeah, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Yes. So we're going to get Heather's review for us next as our final toy boss.
No, oh, very good. So sad. So sad.
Right. Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
And it's time for the Novos toy boss. It is our last toy boss, which is very sad. Heather, from St. Paul's Primary Rutherford. She's going to review the mag for us right now for us from Casey's Toys.
All right, let's roll the tape. 'Cause I'm a
boss. Casey's Toys has everything you need to keep the kids entertained. Head to Casey's Toys Maitland or Charlestown for the biggest selection, best advice.
I'm the boss of the world. I know toys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, toy.
Toy.
Boss.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I am this week's new FM toy boss. I was super excited to open my brand new Magformers from Casey's Toys. I played with them a lot this week, and my favourite thing is building homes for my other toys. I've even made my own Krusty Krab from SpongeBob. The magnets are really strong, and the bright colours look really cool. They've also been great for building 3D shapes, with which we are learning about at school. I rate Magformers 8 out of 10. Thanks, Casey's Toys. I'd like to give a shout-out to my best friend Phoebe, Mrs. Woodward, and all my friends in 4M at St. Paul's Primary School, Rutherford.
Oh,
yay! Yay. Good so job, eloquent. Heather.
Massive thank you to Casey's Toys for making this happen and making a whole heap of kids, you know, excited.
Those Magformers sound really good.
They sound really good, you're right.
Well, like, she's learning about shapes at school and she's been managing to make them.
Perfect. That's
cool.
Awesome.
Good
stuff.
Hey, Jade.
Yeah.
You know last week how you were telling us that you've been going to the Chai Time, like, iced tea place?
Oh, yeah.
And you know how you were also saying that you refuse to get the little joys, the balls of joy that you get in it, the little tapioca balls?
Yes.
So delicious. I mean, that's the whole point of going to Chai Time.
It worries me.
The bubbles, they're called.
Yeah, yeah. So I did notice you went over the weekend.
Yeah.
And you sent us an Instagram saying that you finally faced your fears and you got the little tapioca balls in your Chai Time. How was it?
Oh, well, I didn't.
You chickened out.
I chickened out. I got the lychee and the aloe vera.
Aloe vera, yeah. Well, that's
a good first step.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was a big step for me because I don't like chunky bits in my
Another thing you do really love, chocolate bullets.
Oh, I do love
chocolate bullets.
Yeah.
I've got a story for you next.
Mm.
You're gonna question why you even thought that the, you know, Chai Time flavour balls of goodness were dangerous.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you next.
Okay.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Now, we all know, Jade, you're not one to live on the edge. I mean, living dangerously for you is getting a finger bun with sprinkles on top or driving a different way to work.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. I'll own that.
Yeah, you like simple things the way you know them.
Yeah.
You don't like to try new things, but you've recently expanded into Chai Time iced teas. Now, the great thing about going to Chai Time is you get those beautiful flavoursome pearls in your drink.
Mm.
Now, tell us the reason why you refuse to get them.
It just freaks me out because I don't even eat oysters. It's just sort of that phlegmy consistency that I don't like.
No, but you said something else last week. You were afraid that they would kill you.
I'm afraid they will kill me. I did say this. Because there was this story that came out over in China somewhere there that they were actually using, like, plastic pearls, like some sort of substance in the pearls they're putting in their drinks, which was killing people because they were getting poisoned.
So it's put you off Chai Time pearls for life.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
Because a dodgy deal happened in China.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it happened here, but I'm wary.
Mm. Totally fine. Totally fine. You would... it's not going to happen.
No, it's safe as hell.
You're missing out.
I didn't think they were natural.
Look, a story popped up over the weekend which I thought you might be interested in because it might just put your mind at ease when it comes to the Chai Time pearls.
Yeah.
So, you know how you love chocolate bullets, the licorice bullets?
Yeah, I do.
You eat a lot of them.
I do. And raspberry, actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I actually bought the raspberry-flavoured licorice on the weekend.
Yeah, delicious. But I thought I'd read this story out to you. Headline, US man dies after eating too many bags of chocolate bullets.
No.
Yep, exactly what's happened.
No.
So
that's terrible.
You shouldn't be worrying about a couple of pearls in the tea. It's the bullets you got to be worried about.
Why'd he die from
that? A Massachusetts construction worker's love of black licorice wound up costing him his life. He was eating a bag and a half every day for a few weeks. It threw his nutrients out of whack and caused the 54-year-old's man's heart to stop, doctors reported.
How frightening.
So take it easy on the bullets and be experimental with your drinks because you've got nothing to worry about.
Dr. Neil Butalis says even a small amount of licorice you eat can increase your blood pressure a little bit.
I thought it was good for you.
Well, a little bit is.
Apparently
it can kill you. So, Jade, you need to stop with the chocolate bullet stuff.
I'm not going to be able to eat anything soon.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you've got to relax overall, I'd say. You know, because if you eat a bag and a half of, you know, this kind of stuff, that's obviously too much every day.
I've got to add something to this story. You were just saying how you switched to the raspberry licorice.
Yeah.
This guy switched from the raspberry licorice to the regular licorice.
Yeah.
So stick to the raspberry. I think you might be okay.
Maybe okay. Well, geez. So much to worry about for a paranoid person.
Anything can kill you these days, though.
That's right.
Like chocolate licorice.
What's wrong with the world?
Oh, well, maybe those Chai Time Pearls, not so bad after all. Maybe just give them a go.
All right.
They're not going to kill you.
No.
You've already been eating copious amounts of chocolate bullets.
Well, now I'm off licorice.
You've already been dicing with death, so why not keep it going?
Well, that's true.
Maddie's saying.
One bad to the bone.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo,
the Novos.
Guys, I just read this full-on story about this elderly man who's died after being exposed to a potted plant soil which caused his brain to liquefy due to a rare nervous system infection. Imagine that.
Sounds awful.
I know.
Sounds like the plot from a terrible, terrible horror movie.
From the potting mix.
Yeah. So he was...
What was he, licking it?
Eating it?
Well, it apparently it can get...
Licky, licky, licky.
Licky, licky, licky. No, but apparently it can, can get in...
I can't believe you made a joke.
He did die.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, but it's... But, you know...
That's awkward.
It is. But anyway, apparently...
Yeah, you generally don't come back from your brain liquefying there.
No.
It's a good point,
But yeah, you can get, it sort of gets through, you know, through contact lens use or cuts or skin wounds or being inhaled into the lungs. So basically, he was taken to the hospital after experiencing 2 weeks of generalized weakness. They put him through their MRI and basically they could see like this big lesion on his brain.
God.
Yeah, and apparently like this bacterial, I guess, like this bacteria just started liquefying his brain. And then he passed away not long after.
Jeez.
It's very fair. It's apparently a very rare central nervous system infection.
All you blokes out there, when the missus tries to get you to work in the garden this weekend, just think twice about that, okay?
Or when they say, you got to go buy more potting mix. And you're like, no, I've got plenty of soil.
Wear gloves. They say you should always wear gloves when you're gardening and especially when you're handling soil.
There you go.
It's an interesting thing in Texas as well, too. I don't know if you've seen this. There's 8 cities in Texas. There's a brain-eating amoeba found in the water.
Yeah. Oh, my
God.
It's funny you say that.
After the brain.
Because actually, it mentions that in this as well. It says amoeba is transmitted through contact with soil or fresh water.
Oh, this is all just scaring me now.
Anyway.
2020. Hashtag 2020.
Yeah.
Can this year just be over already?
Just garden safely.
Thanks, Jay.
That was heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting, though.
All right, so from one quite heavy topic to something a little lighter, but I feel like this might still fire up some debate. This lady has posted a picture on this Facebook page called Markdown Addicts Australia. Right, this is where people hunt out the best bargains.
Administrator, Jade Leader.
Take photos of like when they've done a really good deal or whatever.
Yeah.
But she's caused a real controversy because she's gone to the supermarket, it was a Coles, and there was all of these meat packs and like bread and everything, all like 5 and 10 cents.
Bargain.
And she just bought every single one that she could get her little mitts on.
I don't blame her. Put it in the freezer. That's great. What a
bargain. People are furious, though, because they're saying, leave some for everyone else.
Absolutely.
No. She was there first.
You showed me this picture before. Mm. She has so many packets of meat. Like, yeah. We're talking over 20.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Spread out all over the kitchen table. 10 boxes of Tim Tams, baked goods, chicken wings, the whole lot, everything.
How long do you have to wait, though?
For what?
You know when they mark down the chickens at a certain time of night?
Oh, yeah.
Like 8:30, 9 o'clock? You know you're going to get a $5 chook if you go in there at that time.
Yeah.
How long are you waiting to get the 5 and 10 cent markdowns?
Yeah, well, that's the question. So the debate I wanted to put out there, is this right or wrong to be taking the lot? Like a greedy haul, just
nothing
scooping
wrong with it.
It all up into your shopping basket and wheeling it away.
It's not greedy. It's not greedy at all. If it's marked down, it's there, it's for sale, you buy it.
Shouldn't you just take a few and leave some for other people?
No, not when it comes to meat. 5 cents for like a minced meat, 500 grams, like what a saving. Put it in the freezer.
Greedy, greedy, greedy.
All right, are you team Maddie and you're saying it's greedy and you leave some for everyone else? Or are you team Jade and you're saying if it's for sale, it's for sale? 13:10:09 to get involved.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
All right, people are really fired up about this. An Aussie shopper has spent just $9 to get $220 worth of groceries by buying all of these markdowns, 5 and 10 cents.
Good on her.
Filled up the shopping trolley. Away she goes, like making out like a bandit with her haul.
Fantastic.
Now, this is the debate, right? Maddie thinks she's greedy and should leave some for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And Jade's like, if it's for sale, get it.
Yeah.
Just get it.
It's for sale. It's there. Well, you know, if you don't know, maybe she struggles to buy meat. Meat is expensive.
It's very expensive.
So,
I will add in the background of the photo, there's a $200 Smeg kettle.
Oh, no good.
Has she been spending all her savings on the kettle, maybe?
Do you know what? These are the types of people that buy all the toilet paper and leave none for the rest of us in a pandemic.
Don't assume.
You don't know that
You're
for
assuming.
Sure.
Yeah, but if you're buying up all of that meat and leaving none for anyone else, that means you are taking anything you can get.
Do you reckon
that?
There's an element of jealousy?
I think so. You're jealous, Maddie.
Are you jealous?
You didn't get any meat at 9 cents.
No markdowns.
Yeah, you are.
Maddie.
I couldn't be bothered storing that much meat.
Meat lover, Maddie.
That's so funny. Look, you don't even have a freezer to store that stuff, Jay. Like on a large scale.
I have a big freezer. I mean, hey, I'd make it fit.
35 packets of meat, I don't think... Oh, actually, you would make it fit.
Yeah, I would.
Jam it in there.
I take out the ice packs.
Who needs all that ice?
Nah, no one. All right.
Anyway, let's go to the phones.
G'day, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Hey, man. So what are your thoughts on this? Are you team Maddie or team me? You think it's greedy or you think it's okay that she bought up everything?
Way too greedy.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah. Well, they're just going to go bad in her freezer.
No, it won't.
What a waste.
You don't know how much she eats.
No, they're just going to go off.
Exactly. I mean, look, it's already at the end of its life. If they're selling that meat for 5 and 10 cents.
It's just going to soil in her freezer and then no one's going to eat it.
Same. Not if she cooks it then and there. Maybe she was making a big batch of spaghetti bolognese so she could for future meals.
Big batch.
Brad.
Then it's just going to go off again.
One point for Maddie.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks,
all right,
Brad.
13:10:09 if you want to get involved.
Now let's go to Trish.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Trish?
Hey, Trish.
How are you? Now, you have a big family. Now, tell us. You would love this, right?
Like, I would love this, but I'd be team Maddie because...
You think it's greedy?
Yeah. I struggle too, but I always leave something for someone else.
Right. So if you saw heaps and heaps of 5 cent meat...
5 cent meat, Trish.
Are you going to go, no, I'll just take a few and leave some for everyone else? Or are you going to look after your own? What are you thinking?
You could give some to your daughter.
You could give some
to your granddaughter.
Yeah, but my granddaughter's only 8 years old, but yeah, I'd get some to my family, but I'd still eat some.
Thanks,
all right,
Trish.
Fair enough.
All right.
Susan. Hey, Susan.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, doing good. Do you think it's greedy that this person has brought all the meat in the shop?
Oh, hell no. Like, I take it, honestly. Like, it's expensive, people have children, and, like, it's up for sale, and why not? And it literally has, like, a 6 to 12 month shelf life, depending on what meat it is.
Thank you, Susan.
Can you tell us what meat it is, Creva, just from looking at the picture?
Yeah, there's heaps of free-range chicken and pork, but is the most of it, really.
The two meats that will poison you if they are hot.
Oh, so I'm with Susan.
It's 6 months.
If you freeze it...
Yeah.
You're
all good. If you freeze it, it's 6 months, and look, Christmas is just around the corner, you've got New Year's, you're going to have people coming and bludgeoning. Honestly, take it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Susan. Like, and you know what? We're all assuming she's keeping it for herself. You don't know. She might be giving it to her kids even, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm a mum of, like, 4 children and 2 stepchildren, and I'd honestly take it because I know how much they eat.
Yeah, yep. Well, that's true. If you've got 6 kids hanging around, they're all real hungry.
Thank you for your call. See, hey, I'm not the only one.
Susan, did you say you have 6 kids?
I have 4 of mine and I have 2 stepchildren. So yeah,
school holidays, how are you feeling?
Look, honestly, I should have shares in an Audi and Colts.
Intimidated by the sounds of it. Good on you, Susan. Thanks, you're making cool. It happen.
Thanks, Dal. Hey, Jay, we're talking a secret man cave next.
Yeah.
You know, we all love secret men caves.
This is an incredible story. So there's a secret man cave complete with a flat screen TV, sofa bed, fridge, discovered... below the train tracks at New York's Grand Central Terminal.
How fancy.
Yeah. I love the sound of this.
And it's a big scandal. I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So, guys, there's been an incredible discovery of a secret man cave.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
The discovery of this secret man cave has been made by the New York Metro Station, where an internal watchdog found the lounge, a big lounge, behind a plasterboard wall in an unused locksmith shop located beneath the train tracks in the station's lower level.
Wow.
So this is huge. So investigators paid a surprise visit to the hidden room and found that at least 3 employees had transformed the room into a secret man cave, which station management admitted they didn't even know existed.
This is amazing because it's almost the dream of a lot of people, especially like, I feel like your maintenance type workers, to have a sort of spot where they can get away and just watch a bit of telly or whatever, because a lot of places don't need much maintenance all the time.
Premium spot as well.
Well, exactly. So these 3 employees, identified as wireman, a carpenter foreman and an electrical foreman, allegedly filled the room with a lounge and a futon, TV, exercise equipment, a fridge, beds, though they were busted after complaints were made about them using the place to hang out and get drunk and party. But it's funny that you mentioned prime real estate, because a statement came out from obviously the Metro Station Department. They said, many a New Yorker has fantasized about kicking back with a cold beer in a prime piece of Manhattan real estate, especially one this close to good transportation. But a few would have the gall to commandeer a secret room beneath Grand Central Terminal and make it their very own man cave.
So, I think this is fantastic.
Isn't it?
They got kicked out, didn't they?
Well, they've all been suspended without pay, pending resolution of disciplinary cases. So,
well, do you know what? Get them a TV then in the lunchroom. You know, they're looking elsewhere.
Yeah, good on them. You know what? It is a fantasy, though. If you find a secret room at work that no one else knows about, why wouldn't you set up your own secret little
cave? What secret rooms we have here?
Wow, that's a good question.
Well, I actually thought about setting up like a little bed in the production booth. Because it doesn't get used, and I was thinking about it about 3 weeks ago.
It's very dark in there.
It's very dark, and I thought
good
to myself,
for sleeping.
You know what? I could easily just bring in a little pillow and just have a little lie down and a snooze.
A little nap on the daily?
Yeah, why not take advantage of a good bit of a sleep on my break?
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, good stuff.
What an exciting story.
Oh,
I like
just
that.
Brilliant. I think...
The stuff of fantasies.
I hope they don't get fired.
Well, keep us updated.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
105 commercial free on the way soon with producer Jackson. What can we get?
I got this. It's fresh from Pink, Keith Urban.
Oh, there's a song.
People are loving this one. I love the movie that this one's from, Teenage Dirtbag. Do you remember Loser with that guy from American Pie in it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah.
Good.
Great movie. Catch up on it if you haven't seen it. It's really good. You won't regret it. The Biebs as well.
Nice one. Intentions. I like that.
Yeah. Awesome. It's in Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9. Up next, though, guys, of course, next Friday, we are doing our big Wedding at Your Door promotion, yay, which we're so excited about. We are marrying 5 couples at their front door in one day. All this week, we're going to catch up with the couple, see how they're doing, what they're thinking, how they're feeling.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, chatting to Lisa and Brendan from Rutherford up next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. On UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
The Novos.
The Novos.
Wedding at your door.
Yeah, get your advent calendars out if you've got a spare one from last year. 12 days until the big day, guys.
Oh,
we are marrying 5 couples in one day with Jeff from Joined by Jeff. We're so excited. This is going to be incredible. Pop-up weddings at listeners' front doors.
Yeah. This is the new Valentine's Day.
Exactly right. Hey, it's getting more exciting than that as well, because all along the way, the whole thing's going to be live-streamed on our Facebook page. So you get to watch all these people get married and us cruising around the Hunter.
Yep.
Getting them married,
basically. It's going to be so good. Now, 12 days out from your wedding, Jade, how did you feel?
I was so excited.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had my dress ready. I was, planning last-minute things, flowers and stuff like that.
Put the jewellery on, take it off again.
Yeah, make sure everything's right.
Crown on, crown off.
Crown on, crown off.
Practicing sitting on the throne.
Yeah, walking. Practicing walking. That's a big one, actually.
In the dress?
In the heels, in the shoes you're going to wear.
Well, let's find out how Lisa's feeling. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Feeling great.
Doing good, of course. We are so excited because you and Brendan tying the knot in 12 days. First up, how are you feeling?
Nervous and excited and just ready to do this.
Yay! What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a dress that I've made myself.
Oh, how beautiful.
Tell us about it, or is it a big surprise?
It's not really a big surprise because unfortunately you walked in with me trying it on.
Oh, he ruined it.
But he says he didn't see it, but I think he's just being polite.
Oh, that's sweet. Is it
just
white?
Just keep it in your imagination. You
no,
didn't
it's
see it.
Black and purple.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's so good. Now, have you been getting your mitts in and around Brendan's outfit selection?
Yeah, I bought it for him, so.
Absolutely 100%.
Okay, tell us what Brendan's wearing on the day.
He's wearing a similar colour purple shirt with black pants.
Oh, nice.
I like that.
Very stylish.
How are you guys going with your vows?
He won't be, but I plan to, but he doesn't know that, but he does now.
Oh, so he's not writing any?
No, he's a man of a few words, simple and
easy. You've got to get the whip out here, Lisa. You need to make this wedding all about you and what you want.
No, I think that's nice. So you've started writing your vows. Do you know exactly what you want to say, or have you found it difficult? Because I didn't write any personal vows for mine.
I've just been Googling and getting bits and pieces from here and there.
Oh, I like that.
No, it's so cute. It's going to be a great day. Are your parents getting involved? Your family? Who's coming along?
Unfortunately, both my parents are in heaven, but I have something to remember them by. But my partner's to-be husband's parents will be there. And
excited. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you. Thanks, Lisa.
Good luck. This is so exciting.
We're catching up with all the couples this week, of course, New FM's Wedding at Your Door. 12 days away, guys. 12 days.
Can't believe how close it is. Guys, Last Calls is up next. If you want to get involved with something we've talked about on the show, maybe you want to weigh in on that massive markdown debate we had, or how far your pet wandered. You got a good story from that. 13 10 09, or you just want to vent something, you want to get off your chest.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Monday, first day of the school holidays. Jade, we're chatting about your koala now.
Jade, Maddie and Griso.
So, Port Stephens Koala Hospital named a koala after me, which is very kind. Mm. And we went and visited Little Jade. But Little Jade's a little devil. So I got a message from Ron, who gave me an update on her release, because obviously they weren't going to keep her and they just nursed her back. But this is the message. He goes, "Hi, we had a rush release of Jade yesterday after she had jumped into the adjoining yard of an adult male called Howie, who couldn't believe his luck. Well, Jade had her way with him, then escaped to another part of the complex where we recaptured her for immediate release. I'm sorry, I would have liked to have had you there for the release, but it all happened so quickly. She's back home at Glen Oak with other koalas, so a good outcome all round. So, and hey, there might be a little, you know, baby Jade. Jade Jr.
Jade and Howie.
Jade and Howie. Obviously, so what's obviously happened is Jade the koala has been sitting in a tree, looking over the fence at Howie.
Going, he's winking, a good sort.
Winking at him, going, ooh, look how strong his little paws are.
Yeah.
What's that smell in
there?
Like
to have my way with Howie. So good on her. Yeah. Didn't let a fence stop her.
Nah, horny little devil.
So nice.
How does it feel, Jade?
Good girl. I'm actually proud of her.
Sassy girl.
Yeah,
like a boss girl.
I'm all for for the koala population expanding, so that's my girl.
What a lovely
bit
of
legacy.
News. Yeah, exactly right.
Good old Ron.
What a great way to end the show.
Yeah.
Much on for today, guys. Monday. What's on for your day, Jade? Oh, off to the gym?
Ben's got the day off. I'm actually going to go to the gym, but he
sounded so happy about that.
When he goes to the... Well, I'll give you an update on Benny tomorrow. Been neglecting him a bit. I'll tell you.
Not happy.
I'll tell you.
Him or you?
Tomorrow. Now, Benny.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've got to give him
too many activities.
Yeah.
You're spreading yourself too thin.
Give up the crochet.
So I don't know. I'll take him out for a coffee.
Stop the card making, Jade. You know?
Buy him a piece of banana bread. It's a big day out, Benny.
Give him a real treat.
Look, we'll go to Morpeth. What about you, Crevo? Shower screen today. You can have a shower at your home.
Fingers crossed. They said
fantastic.
That. So we'll believe it when I see it. I also got to sort out my car.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Too much drama.
Oh, I'm giving you a lift home.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Taxi.
We can chat. Jade the Uber driver. I like it.
I'm surprised you don't Uber already, Jade.
I have thought about it, but...
Your little alpha?
It's just too much going on.
Yeah, another activity. Yeah.
I just want to do everything. I just want to do everything.
Well, there you go. 105 minutes commercial free kicking off next with Jackson.
Aston Marigold's Get Stupid is in the play.
Haven't heard that one for a while.
No. Yeah, it's good.
Alanis Morissette as well. And I don't know if you play Fortnite, but BTS, they've teamed up with them for a little bit of a dance video, which is cool.
That is cool.
Awesome. Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's Newcastle's...